Now, Patrick, I could not turn on ESPN without seeing you yesterday, man. You did the car wash. You were on everything down there in Bristol. How'd that go for you?
Man, you know, I had fun, man. It was a great experience. You know, you guys woke me up out of my beauty sleep right now. So, I mean, it was good stuff, man.
In terms of the TV side of it, it seems like you're a guy that enjoys talking to the media. You enjoy being a part of something like that. Down the road, way, way past football, is kind of a sports TV thing something you look at for after football, Patrick?
Oh, man. I mean, maybe. I don't know, man. I haven't really been thinking about that stuff, man. I got a lot more years to play football, hopefully, you know, knock on wood. But, I mean, if the opportunity comes, you know, I might take a jab at it.
You know, Patrick, I think there's two ways to look at it from your perspective with this bye week. With the secondary being so banged up, it's a good thing. But I guess with the defense playing well against the Jets and against Dallas, it might be a bad time. You guys are really starting to get in a roll. What's your kind of take on having your bye week at this point of the season?
Oh, no, man. No way, man. I mean, we finished strong, you know, with the Cowboys last week. We just think of it, get your body right so we can have another game like that, you know? I mean, just get everybody healthy so we can get everybody back and just keep playing football.
Now, you stuck around the area. A lot of guys obviously did some traveling, doing their own thing during these couple of days off, Patrick. What kind of message does Bill Belichick give you and the team as you head off into these, what, five full days off before you get back to work next week?
Oh, just get your mind off football. Take care of whatever personal stuff you need to take care of, you know, whether it be just, you know, hanging with the fan or taking care of some personal stuff, just, you know, get your mind off football. Just get a couple of days just to yourself, ease your mind, and just, you know, just have fun, relax, stay out of trouble, too.
Is it true the rookies get a longer chat their first year, Patrick? We've heard that about Belichick, that first year for rookies during the bye week. They might stick around a little bit longer to get some extra advice from your head coach.
I don't know. I don't know. That's for the rookies. You got to ask like a rookie. I don't know what goes on with those memes and stuff like that. I just know when he tells veteran guys they can go, they're gone.
with the bye week here, Pat, to this point, how would you grade your defense overall and your individual performance so far this season?
That's not my question.
Nah, come on. I asked it, so come on, answer it. Let's go. Grades. Grades. Let's go. I want a grade.
I think we're doing all right. We can get better.
Maybe you will be a coach after this.
See, this is you sound like Belichick.
Yeah,
now.
Really?
Maybe you'll be.
Jeez. Is this Belichick?
It is Coach Belichick joining
us? He's
right here. I bet he is.
In terms of what you've seen from certain guys, the safety position—it's been a weird 6 weeks for you because you've worked with a bunch of different guys. Just from not grading out your position, but that communication at safety—how has that gone? Because I'm looking at three or four different players, Patrick, that even going back to the preseason have played alongside you at that position this year.
Yeah, I mean, those three guys have communicated fine. You know, it's just whatever, just, you know, big plays that might happen, it's not communication. You know, it's just executing the play. Everybody's communicating. I mean, everybody's smart. Everybody's good. Everybody knows what they're doing. So it has nothing to do with that.
You know, there's a lot of talk. Really, sort of the lead talk going into this season was how the lockout was going to affect guys fatigue-wise, injury-wise, was going to catch up. Did you feel any of that stuff? Did you see any of that stuff over the first, you know, 5-6 weeks of the season? Do you think everybody's kind of where they're usually at?
You know, I saw a bunch of injuries. I just see it on TV, you know. I mean, only time I see an injury that's not on our team is if we're playing that team, you know. So I really don't know how many injuries are going around around the league. But, I mean, I would think maybe the lockout would do something, but if you're working out and you're keeping your body in shape, then, you know, I think those guys would be fine.
So within your actual locker room, you didn't really see a big difference?
Oh, nah, man. I mean, injuries happen. You get hurt sometimes. I mean, it's part of the game, you know. I don't think there was any more or any less. It's kind of just football.
We're talking to Patrick Chung. It's Patriot Friday here on Mutt and Lou. You talked a lot with the guys at ESPN. I read a nice story today about you in the Boston Herald, Patrick. And one of the things that jumped out to me, and you didn't play football until your freshman year in high school. Go back to that, man. Was it something immediately that you just knew you wanted to focus on and have a passion with? Was it your first practice, first game? And freshman year in high school for an NFL player seemed like a late time to pick up football.
I mean, that's the first time I played tackle. I played flag football eighth grade my first time. I don't really know what was going on. I was still learning, but I mean, I wanted to try something different, you know. And you know, my parents said, "Go ahead," and I tried it. You know, I loved it, man. The first position ever was receiver and running back. So I mean, I loved it, man. I loved it. It was a good decision.
No, I'm gonna steal this one from you, Mutt. We talked about
sure.
it before. Sorry. What were you surprised? Yeah, I really am, Pat. You should see me play flag football. I'm a master at it. Don't ever battle me. Were you surprised to see the Cowboys run three straight times in their final possession there last week offensively? You know, punting the ball back there.
I mean, a little bit, but you can't be surprised. It's gotta play it down. You know, if they run the ball and you're in pass defense, you gotta stop the run. If they pass the ball and you're trying to stop the run, you better hope your safety and your corners are on point with those receivers. You know, so. I mean, just playing the game, seeing how the game plays out, and you just react to it.
All right, explain to me the jump from year one to year two in the National Football League, Patrick. You're a third-year guy now, and you got a guy on your team, and Devin McCourty had a really good first year. Maybe not the same player, at least in these first 6 weeks. How difficult is that first year to second year in your mind, and what do you think of Devin McCourty's play this year?
I think Devin's fine. To me, he's the same player. He's the same name, same player, same athlete. It's whatever you guys want to say about him. It's whatever. I think Devin's fine. But as far as the job, I mean, I'm not going to dwell. I mean, keep going in depth with Devin. You know, Devin's my teammate, and he's very good. I can care less what you guys say. But as far as the first year, the second year, I mean, it's huge. It's huge. It can make a huge difference. I mean, mentally, physically, I mean, you guys have it. The guys are fast. The guys are strong. I mean, they can get better with that stuff. But mentally and just relaxing and, you know, getting the playbook and just becoming mature and just carrying yourself as a veteran. And the faster you can do that, then the easier it is going to be for you.
All right, you're going to watch football this week. I heard you say that yesterday. You're going to watch some games on TV over the weekend. How different is what you'll see on TV from the coach's tape? We don't get a chance to see the coach's tape or the film. We don't get to sit down with Belichick and be told, hey, you did this right, or probably in our case, you guys screwed this up. How different is it, as of a player's standpoint, what we watch on Sunday versus that coach's tape, Patrick?
It's totally different. 100%. Okay, I won't say 100. I'd be lying. Maybe 98.7% different.
You
see the whole field, you know, we're watching the film, we see the whole field, everything that's going on, every single thing, every player, every little move he makes.
Do you have the NFL ticket, Pat, or are you just going to watch the local games on TV? Because they're garbage this week, just so you know. I mean, you got Tampa Bay against Chicago, that's awful. San Diego Jets isn't bad. Then you have Green Bay playing Minnesota, who's terrible. Then the Sunday night game is the Colts are on. Then Jacksonville's on Monday night. That's a lot. You step it up. Get the ticket for this weekend. Treat yourself.
I might have to do that, man.
Yeah, do it.
Catch the Steelers. I'll get that.
You might catch Brandon Merriweather playing a little safety for the Bears while on a TV game.
Why not? I want to see my boy out there balling.
All right, last one. Everyone's asked you this, but give me one thing you're looking forward to during this bye week weekend. You get back to work next week. Just one thing you're looking forward to.
You guys not waking me up out of my beauty sleep so I can sleep till whenever I want to wake up. I'm looking forward to just hanging out with the family, man. Just relax. I'm a family guy, man. I just hang out with the family, take care of them. And my day's pretty much good.
Yeah, you're going to be a TV guy. I saw yesterday the way you get in front of those ESPN cameras. This is going to be, you're going to be breaking down games on a prime time till once your career is over, just like Rodney Harrison, I can tell. You don't have to let the cat out of the bag, but you'll be a TV guy, Patrick. Let you get some sleep this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, cool, guys. You have a good day.
Thanks, Pat.
Patriot safety Patrick Chung, part of a bye week Patriots Friday. We'll get back to your phone calls